As the bitter divide in Egypt grows, there is one thing most Egyptians seem to agree on, their antipathy towards Israel. That feeling is shared by much of the Middle East, and some Israelis would say much of the world, which is why the Israeli government is about to pay Israeli university students to engage in online public diplomacy. The shadow spokesman would post favorable comments on Facebook and Twitter in numerous languages without necessarily identifying themselves as government representatives. I spoke earlier today with reporter Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem. What is this plan about? What will this shadow student spokesperson's initiative look like, Daniel? What's in it for the students?
The plan's to have some sort of command center on each of Israel's seven main universities. And each command center will be headed by one student overseeing dozens of other students sitting at computers and interacting with people around the world in different languages. And they'll all get scholarships, either full or partial scholarships. The project's still in the planning stages, but it's scheduled to begin in a few months, just at the start of the school year.
So the Israeli Prime Minister's office is going to run this initiative. It's not the first time Israel has organized a student PR blitz, but some are calling this sneaky or dirty tricks. Why is that?
Well, public relations are very important to Israel. There's even a special word for it in Hebrew, hasbara, which the government translates as public diplomacy, and critics say it's just flat-out propaganda. You know, in the past, the Israeli army set up an interactive media unit, which is still active. Soldiers, you know, sit in front of computers and churn out tweets and graphics and catchphrases and hashtags and all kinds of things to get the Israeli message out there. And during an Israeli offensive on Gaza last year, there was a group of young volunteers who met in this sort of media bunker.
So what kind of things is the Prime Minister's office hoping these students are going to say or going to tweet?
There are certain things that they expect them to say. They expect them to defend Israel as a legitimate entity, that it has a right to exist. They want to encourage students to be pluralistic in their answers, to be personal, but to say, you know, the people in Israel's south who are being attacked by rockets from Palestinian militants, that's not a cool thing. Really to be Israel's advocates and to put Israel's best face forward in their own personal way.
It seems like there's a lot of room here for slipperiness. Is this going to work or backfire?
Well, last year during the Gaza offensive, Israeli officials thought it was pretty successful. A lot of volunteer tweeters and Facebookers put out a lot of catchy messages. But there are critics here who say, you know, it's not Israel's image that's a problem. It's Israel's policies. And if Israel wants to improve its image, it should tackle problems like making peace with the Palestinians.
Reporter Daniel Estrin speaking with us from Jerusalem. Thanks so much, Daniel. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Marco.